Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good news regarding the recognition of the humanity of the child in the womb and protecting unborn life. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There have been two developments that have recently occurred, one at the court level, one in the legislative level, one in Alabama, and one in Kentucky. We are working in both states on a variety of issues, but the Alabama Supreme Court unanimously ruled just a few days ago in defense of unborn life in a wrongful death lawsuit brought against an OBGYN accused of contributing to the death of the woman's unborn child. And then Governor Matt Bevin, I love this governor, in Kentucky, he stood with Kim Davis. He has now signed two bills into law that restrict abortions in Kentucky, just days after they were quickly introduced and passed in the legislature. So this is good news, Matt, on both fronts.
It is, and it's in keeping with federal law, of course. You think of the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, which was passed in 2004, signed by George W. Bush. It says that law, this is federal law, mind you, that says the law defines, quote, child in utero as, quote, a member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who is carried in the womb. And that law says that if somebody attacks a woman and that woman's unborn child is killed in the process, if the woman is killed, if the child is killed, it's murder, effectively. And this is a federal law. And these laws that protect unborn children are kind of in keeping with that. They take it a little further. You know, the left freaks out when you use the word personhood. Well, that's effectively what the Unborn Victims of Violence Act holds, that these are persons. But yet, this is in conflict with Roe v. Wade, which is old science, junk science, outdated science, based on that, one of the worst decisions in American history, that holds that they're not persons, effectively. So there are competing positions here, the scientific view being that they are, in fact, persons. They're members of the species Homo sapien, and there's no denying it.
You know, these bills in Kentucky, we just want to stand up on the table and shout hallelujah. You know, the first one, the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, prohibits abortions after 20 weeks. And I know we've talked about this on the program. They have scientifically determined that the child in the womb can feel pain, even more so than we, because they don't have those same inhibitors developed. So it's even more excruciating for them when they're going through an abortion. And then the second one, which is the Ultrasound Informed Consent Act, you know, back in Roe versus Wade, they didn't have ultrasounds. And I know when I volunteered in a pro-life center before, even just the mother seeing the baby, the little model of the baby, would change their hearts when they'd see the size that it was actually a child. Well, this act allows them to see an ultrasound, to see the baby, to hear the heartbeat, to see its organs, and see it's actually a child that they have growing inside them.
Yeah, so these two laws that passed in Kentucky now require an ultrasound to be provided to this woman before an abortion. When she sees what's inside of her, these women will ultimately choose life very frequently.
Right.
That's why the abortionists don't want you to see. They want you to be provided fake information, if you will, or no information. This now is a great law that's now before the people of Kentucky, and it's passed. The other one is the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which will prohibit abortions after 20 weeks. So this is a great particular series of laws that are passed. You know, you go back to 2015, really, when all of this controversy began in Kentucky, started by the United States Supreme Court. Kim Davis stood up regarding God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And this guy who was running for governor, Matt Bevin, stood with her, stood on the platform of natural marriage, and he won the election. And now what we have is a good governor there. We have now, as a result of the most recent November 2016 election, the House becoming Republican. So you have a Republican governor, a Republican-controlled House, and a Republican-controlled Senate. And what happens as we move from 2016 right into 2017, out of the block, two amazing pro-life pieces of legislation. Then you go over to Alabama, and there we're working with Chief Justice Roy Moore, defending him, and the Alabama Supreme Court unanimously ruled with regards to the unborn life. This was a case of Carla Kennedy, an MD, who was the person who was sued by the woman whose unborn child died. The lower court dismissed it, said that there would be no cause of action. The Alabama Supreme Court reversed and said, yes, there is. They're sending it back down to further consideration. And the court based its decision on an amendment to the Alabama Homicide Act that changed the definition of a person who could be a victim of homicide to include an unborn child in utero at any stage of development, regardless of viability. So this is a good new development that has just occurred in Alabama.
And again, Matt, it's in keeping with federal law. Again, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, federal law, holds that. You think of, you remember the Lacey Connor Peterson, Lacey and Scott Peterson, a while back. Well, this was a man that murdered his wife and while she was pregnant with her unborn child. He was charged with two murders, convicted of two murders. So this is just in keeping with laws across the country that hold if a person is attacked, if there's a homicide, then it stands to reason that likewise, if there's wrongful death, that's an irrefutable self-evident truth. And yet there's this glaring incongruity. We can have laws like this. We can have laws where people are convicted of murder for killing an unborn child. Yet that same mother can go into a Planned Parenthood and have the baby ripped apart limb from limb, dismembered alive, tortured effectively. And that's not murder. So there's a glaring incongruity.
Yeah. And here's the facts of this case in Alabama. You have this Dr. Kennedy who was sued by the mother who lost the child. And that doctor was standing in for Mrs. Stinnett's regular physician.
Right.
So she had some complications. She comes in. Dr. Kennedy's substituting for a regular physician, performs a dilation and curettage procedure to help determine whether her pregnancy was intrauterine or ectopic, whether it was stuck in the fallopian tube or not. Suspecting an ectopic situation, Dr. Kennedy administered methotrexate that was intended to end the pregnancy. However, when the regular physician returned, William Huggins determined now that no, this was not a tubal pregnancy. It was intrauterine after all. But the problem is she'd already been administered this drug and she ended up miscarrying. She ends up filing suit against Dr. Kennedy for wrongful death. The lower court said no. The Alabama Supreme Court said you've got a cause of action because an unborn child in utero is a person.
Right.
And you can have a cause of action for homicide against that person. So what we are seeing, Matt and Holly, is a development in every other area of law, whether it's estate planning, civil, criminal, of the recognition of the unborn child's humanity. It's a matter of time before this ridiculous Supreme Court opinion that doesn't recognize the humanity of the unborn child at all is overturned. It makes no sense to recognize the humanity of an unborn child in all these other areas, but then say, but based upon a thumbs up or a thumbs down, the woman can decide the fate of a human being. And in one case, not be prosecuted for murder. And in the other case, it just simply gets a pass because it's their choice. It just makes no sense to kill unborn children like that.
Right. We are really proud of Justice Tom Parker, who also wrote an opinion in this case. He said, unborn children, whether they have reached the ability to survive outside their mother's womb or not, are human beings and thus persons entitled to the protections of the law, both civil and criminal.
Yeah, great opinion, concurring opinion
awesome.
By an Associate Justice Tom Parker. We're also so proud of this Alabama Supreme Court for doing the right thing, and the Kentucky legislature, both House and Senate, and the governor, Matt Bevin, for signing into law and passing these good pro-life pieces of legislation. 2017 is a new year. This year, we'll see the transition of power in Washington, D.C., but also, I believe, on the state level, there's great opportunities. Join with Liberty Council as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Liberty Council has Christians in Defense of Israel, an education and advocacy organization. You can go to cidisrael.org. We have Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students who are leaders to Israel for a life-changing experience. That's covenantjourney.org. And support Liberty Council online with your contributions at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.